107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Friday morning. It is the 18th day of July. Hope all is well with you.
It's a big day. We've got a big event for you to come see us. We hope you come see us. We're going to be at the Honky Tonk in Wildwood today from 5 to 7. We have the brand new Cat Country fanny packs for you. You got to get them. They're so cute.
Despite Jana's efforts, we will not be wearing matching outfits.
I tried my hardest, man.
Let's see. Today is Caviar Day. Who doesn't like caviar?
I have it on sushi.
I don't like caviar.
Oh.
It's Perfect Family Day. If you
Nobody has one.
If you think you have the perfect family, you're either lying to other people or yourself.
Right.
Let's see. On this, a couple of big days in history, I'll say from the old days, Jana, because I remember them well. It was on this date in 1969. After a party on Chappaquiddick Island, that Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts drove his car off a wooden bridge into a tidal-swept pond. His passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died. There was a mystery that went on about this for the length of Senator Kennedy's life.
Wow.
And on this date in 1976, Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci collected the first perfect 10 ever recorded at the Olympic Games.
Go ahead, girl.
It was such a big, big thing. Everybody was watching at those 76 games. She would get six more perfects. Okay. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here's what you need to know this morning. A judge ruled that Atlantic City School Superintendent LaQuetta Small's attorney can represent her in the case of alleged abuse of her own teenage daughter, even though the attorney represented the teenage daughter's boyfriend 3 years ago in a juvenile case. The judge also ruled that 13 recordings made by the boyfriend can be used in evidence at the trial. The superintendent and the mayor of Atlantic City, Marty Small, are charged with endangering the welfare of a child. The mayor is also charged with witness tampering.
14 people have been charged for their respective roles in a South Jersey drug trafficking organization. 33-year-old Ryan Collins of Vineland has been described as the leader of the network and a self-proclaimed member of the Crip Street Gang. He is facing many years, all first-degree offenses. 13 co-defendants are charged. 56-year-old Roger Loatman from Bridgeton remains at large.
And for the 12th consecutive year, beachgoers chose Ocean City as New Jersey's favorite beach. That, according to a statewide poll, Margate came in second.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny. It won't be as humid. Maybe a chance of a stray shower. High of 86.
Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
We're talking about Luke Bryan this morning. He just turned 49 yesterday. Celebrated in true Luke fashion, too. A huge shirtless dance party and a really hilarious cookie cake of himself in a captain's hat. His wife Caroline teased him for struggling to blow out a candle in his quote-unquote old age, and even though Blake Shelton wasn't there, Luke still gave him a shout out. So clearly that bromance is still alive and well. Good. We were worried for a second. Not really. Just kidding. You can take a look at Luke Bryan's birthday celebrations right now at catcountry1073.com. Brittany Aldean just gave us an inside look at Jason Aldean's brand new custom tour bus. It's next level luxury. Okay. Like wood grain floors, theater style recliners. There's like a restaurant style, huge, like wraparound booth with LED lights, a full kitchen. The fridge is huge. Oh, and there's a master bedroom and a spacious bathroom. It's basically like bigger than my entire condo. This isn't just a tour bus. It's a rolling decked out mansion. We've got an inside look for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That Jana's.
Great mornings. We're Joe and Jana. I'm normal. And then there are the people who take their dogs everywhere. Everywhere they take their dogs.
You don't do that if you do worry about dog hair in your car. Just saying.
And then there's this person in Germany. They went to a castle to, they went to a castle in Germany with their dog and learned they couldn't take their dog in their castle.
Did they throw a fit?
No, the woman put her dog in a storage locker.
What an idiot.
Other tourists objected, but the woman shoved the medium-sized dog into the locker along with the kid's stroller. Security staff were notified and freed the animal. The dog fortunately lived.
Thank God. That was my question.
Officers took the dog to the police station. The woman is in trouble with the law. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. We're out and about today. The Joe and Jana Happy Hour from 5 to 7. We'll be broadcasting live from the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood.
And if you get there to come out and see us, we're going to hook you up with one of our brand new Cat Country fanny packs, games, prizes, concert tickets. We have a bunch of stuff for you today. Also, all the fun that you have by just showing up at Honky Tonk.
Not to mention the great music. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Alex lives in Summers Point. He sent us the joke we're to use today. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Man was at a restaurant, couldn't decide what to order, so he asked the waiter. Well, said the waiter, today our special is chicken on a bed of wild rice with green beans and a nice side salad with a succulent shrimp cocktail and your choice of beverage and dessert. That sounds great, said the man. How's your chicken prepared? Waiter said, well, we break to him very gently and tell him it's nothing personal.
Right.
Friday morning. Hey, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. What's the worst response to this? I love you. We're looking, of course, for funny answers. Although true answers might even be funnier than trying to be funny. So what's the best or the worst answer to I love you?
This could go off the rails quickly.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going today?
Yellowstone National Park. On video, a tourist caught drinking water from one of the Yellowstone National's thermal pools.
Nice.
Not a great idea. The water not only hot, but also acidic, containing sulfuric acid from below the surface. Oh, and the thermal waters in Yellowstone are laced with harmful levels of arsenic, mercury, and fluoride, along with other... Good morning, we're Joe and Jean. Things you need to know this morning. Be careful driving to work this morning. An Ocean County man has been accused of firing a gun at another car. It happened in an alleged road rage incident yesterday morning. Lacey police were called out just after 8 in the morning. The victim was unharmed while the car appeared to have been hit by gunfire. Officers combed the area and found Paul Cassiola of Bayville with a pistol in a parking lot along Route 9. The 39-year-old Cassiola faces weapons offenses as well as terrorist threats, criminal mischief, and interference with transportation.
In Atlantic City, a proposed cannabis consumption lounge is one of four approved in the state this week. The Cannabis Regulatory Commission approved the stores that will allow customers to smoke weed in a cafe-like format.
Egg Harbor Township Police will be conducting a DWI checkpoint tonight. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office will assist in the checkpoint between 8 p.m. tonight and 2 tomorrow morning in the westbound lanes of the Black Horse Pike near Tilton Road. Delays are expected. The goal is to raise awareness about the dangers of drinking or doing drugs before getting behind the wheel.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, not as humid, maybe a chance of a stray shower, high of 86.
Now,
here we go.
Happy birthday, Angel Myers of Mays Landing. Angel is 62.
Angel, happy birthday.
Shannon Murray of Northfield is 38 today. Happy birthday, Mike Bouchong of Marmora. Mike is 44. Tony Presnall of Galloway has a birthday. It's Nicole Lape's birthday. She's from Mizpah. Nicole is 46. Marty Blaine is 44. Courtney Attenborough of Petersburg has a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Happy birthday to Suzette Kelly of Forked River. Suzette is 39. Ernest Blood of Cape May Courthouse is 58. Happy birthday to Diana Miller of Ventnor. Diana is 48. Mila Bader of Villas is 7. Happy birthday, Mila.
Have a great day.
And turning 7 tomorrow, Brantley Schaefer of Petersburg. Woo! Happy birthday, Brantley. That's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Shannon Murray of Northfield. Shannon is 38 today. Happy mornings with Joe and Jonna. We have a question of the day this morning. What's the worst response to I love you? By the way, most of the time, according to a survey, most of the time I love you is said first by the man.
That's good to know.
What's the worst response? Steven says, that's good to know, just like you just said.
That's, yeah. That's
Denise said,
great.
Silence.
That's worse. Yeah.
I love you. Hello?
Crickets.
Hello? Dennis and Rachel both said, thank you. Michelle, I like you.
Oh, jeez.
And there's always this good one from Vanessa. I love you. Oh, I love you, but I'm not in love with. Three mornings with Joe and John. Our Joe and John, a question of the day today. What's the worst response to I love you? 609-383-1073 or at the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Let's see. We have some more here. Stephanie says, that's not my problem.
That's not my problem. That's awful.
My favorite from Tim. How'd you get in my house?
That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
John says, cool. CJ says, I don't care. Oh.
Wow.
Best response to I love you.
Ouch.
Let's see. We have one.
Jeez.
We have one on the Cat Country 107.3 app here. Danny says, I said I love you. The response was, those are some pretty strong words. Then she says, we've been together for 23 years.
So I think it's safe. I think they're all right.
Michelle, I think we should see other people. Yikes.
Oh, no.
I love you. Bill says, nice, but you still can't drive my car.
Ew.
Hi, Cat Country.
Well, I was going to say, man, that the worst response to I love you.
Yes.
My twin boys, they're 7. Okay. Every night I say I love you to them, and they go, I know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show our little friend.
Da, 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 da.
Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Oh. I'm sorry. I missed that by Miss Jonna. That was wonderful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And I missed you, Mr. Kelly. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here, Phil. I came back just to do this with you.
Okay.
How sweet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're gonna play a game called Strip Club or Daycare.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, and I'm glad we're not deviating this weekend. I don't know if I could do another one of those.
That's right. Shows. We did a different game last time we talked to you. All right, here we go. Strip Club or Daycare. Number one, Romulus, Michigan. It's called The Landing Strip. The Landing Strip. Strip Club or Daycare. Bill, what do you think?
I am trying to remember that this is a family show.
Yes.
Right.
So The Landing Strip in Romulus is going to be a strip club, Joseph.
Definitely a strip club.
You're both correct.
Thank goodness.
We'll jump to number two. The Honey Pot in Queens, New York. The Honey Pot.
Okay.
Strip club or daycare.
All right, they just get better, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, my vision of Winnie the Pooh, I'm going to go daycare.
It has to be a daycare.
It is a daycare. It's 2-2.
Then right. We're on fire.
Here's the third one. Denver, Colorado, the Dream House. The Dream House, strip club or daycare. Phil, what's your answer?
Dream House, daycare.
I'll say strip club.
It is a strip club. That means by a score of 3-2, Jonna is today's big strip club or daycare winner.
I did not think I was going to win that.
You might want to rethink saying that out loud. Miss Jonna is the big strip club take care winner, you know what I mean?
I don't take offense.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Bill, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. We were talking earlier about best responses to I love you or worst responses to someone saying I love you. This is kind of along the same lines. Would you leave your partner for $1 million?
Does it say anything about being able to get back with them after you got the $1 million?
No, I think it just means you have to leave them forever. Would you leave your partner for $1 million? How many people said yes?
10 million, maybe.
No, 1 percentage, million. Percentage people.
64%.
43% of Americans said they would leave their partner for $1 million.
That's way more than I thought would actually
be. Jonna, we did birthdays earlier this hour, but we missed a big one. It's actually not today. It's tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, please say happy birthday tomorrow. It's a big one. Number 144. Happy birthday tomorrow to Lucy the Elephant.
Oh, geez, Lucy. She's getting a makeover right now.
144. Cat Country. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going today?
Yellowstone National Park. On video, a tourist caught drinking water from one of the Yellowstone National's thermal pools.
Nice.
Not a great idea. The water not only hot, but also acidic, containing sulfuric acid from below the surface. Oh, and the thermal waters in Yellowstone are laced with harmful levels of arsenic, mercury, and fluoride, along with other chemicals, including a known brain-eating amoeba. Have a great day.
Ew.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, me waking up. Oh, my God, what is this? Is this a new mole? Do I have cancer? Boyfriend, it's actually a chocolate chip. You were eating chocolate chip cookies in bed last night and you fell asleep on one.
Sounds like a good night to me.
Number two, it's too late. I sat down on the couch after work. Go on without me.
Yep.
Number three, congratulations. I'm sure you'll be very stupid together.
That's mean.
It's true, though. Number four, it's no big deal. We can solve this by fighting on top of a moving train. Hey, they do it in the movies all the time.
They do.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, co-pilot. hey, you need to let the passengers know, but keep them calm. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. 52% of women say they judge a man by this. His shoes.
Oh, I was going to say his height.
And speaking of judging a man, a study found the ideal length for a first date is how long?
An hour and a half.
That's exactly right.
Yes, that's as long as I'm willing to give somebody that I do not know.
Study found the ideal length for a first date is between 1 and 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Just enough time for her to realize. After work today, it's the Joe and Jana happy hour. Once again, from 5 to 7, we'll be broadcasting live from the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. Come and join us. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of stuff to give away.
Including the new fanny packs.
We also have Cat Country concert tickets, cold drinks, great music. Come celebrate happy hour with us from 5 to 7, Honky Tonk Saloon.